Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. The complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye, he needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage and gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now. His home also gives him hope. With help from people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, our nation's catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hut Friday, October 7th edition of the program. We have Hunter Biden on the hot seat. People reporting that he may be facing tax evasion charges and even lying on a federal gun form, which is a felony. Will the president's son get prosecuted? That's important we dive into that one. Plus, Blake Masters slaps around the weak arguments of Mark Kelly on stage in a debate in Arizona. Immigration, illegal immigration, in the center of those exchanges. We'll break that down for you coming up here in a second. Plus, Governor Abbott of Texas saying the migrant buses to New York will continue because New York City should be handling this problem. And also, Kanye goes on Tucker's show. Some interesting things there from Mr. Kanye West. We have much to discuss with all that here on this Friday edition. Look, identity theft happens all the time. More than $14 billion were stolen from identity theft victims last year alone. To cyber criminals, it is a success story. To the rest of us, it's a wake-up call. Your personal info is in more places now than ever. And all that exposure can make it dangerously easy to steal your identity. LifeLock by Norton makes it easy to help protect yourself by monitoring your identity and alerting you to threats you could miss on your own. If you become a victim of identity theft, a U.S.-based restoration specialist will be dedicated to your case and work to fix it. I worked with a restoration specialist once, so I know how helpful they are, how critical it is to have LifeLock. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock by Norton makes it easy to help protect yourself. Save up to 25% off your first year by going to LifeLock.com/buck. That's LifeLock.com/buck for 25% off. LifeLock.com/BUCK. Here we have Hunter Biden in some trouble. Look, we've known about this all along, right? It's not a surprise to us, really, that Hunter Biden is in a situation of legal jeopardy. This is a guy who smokes crack. This is a guy who takes videos of himself with prostitutes, I mean, doing all kinds of crazy stuff. I mean, he is a mess. It's not like, oh, he's the son of a president now, but of a famous politician, and we're all scrutinizing his life. I mean, this guy is a disaster. And also, he was selling access to his father when he was the vice president. That's a big issue. Now, you can go over to NBC where Ken Delanian, for example, this is a Russia collusion conspiracy theorist. This guy's been wrong about everything. And he's doing the, okay, well, maybe it doesn't look so good what Hunter Biden did, but, you know, it's not illegal. Play clip six, please.
In terms of, like, corruption, conflict of interest, we've never heard a hint that that was, that there were potential criminal charges there, because Hunter Biden wasn't an office holder. It was perfectly legal for him to take money from foreign governments as long as it wasn't, he wasn't inappropriately giving them information from his family or something. There's no hint of that. As bad as it looks, we should all acknowledge it looked terrible. He did this while his father was vice president and in charge of Ukraine issues, and he was taking $50,000 a month from that energy company, but no hint that he was ever going to be charged on that count.
No hint he would ever be charged on that. Okay, let's just step back for a second. Governor Bob McDonnell of Virginia years ago, you may recall this. He was the governor of Virginia. They threatened to prosecute his wife and throw her in federal prison for 2 years. Of course, Democrat, deep state, leftist prosecutors, because she accepted gifts. You might say, well, what did she do? What was the quid pro quo? She wasn't in elected office. She's married to a guy who's a governor. No quid pro quo. Looks bad. Call it corruption. Throw her in prison. So you see, when Democrats do something, it's, I don't really see it. When Republicans do anything, it's lock them up. We know this is the double standard. This is one of the most damaging double standards that exists in this country right now. And it is not perfectly legal to take money from foreign governments and not declare it. That's called tax evasion, tax fraud. It is a crime. It is illegal. So, with that in mind, my friends, this legal analysis from somebody who is a Hunter apologist over at NBC is not something that you should take to the bank. That's for sure. Now, do I think Hunter, now we get into the politics of this. Do I think Hunter is going to be charged? You know, Clay and I have a big bet over this. And look, it's not looking good for Hunter right now. I still think, though, and this is part of the ongoing bet we have over this. I still believe that Hunter Biden is likely to be given some kind of a plea deal to avoid prison time, avoid a felony, and pay a fine. And if that's what happens here, then the Democrat machinery has protected him, right? As long as there's no prison time attached to any of this, Joe Biden doesn't have to pardon him. And the Biden administration will continue on as is. My friend Jesse Kelly, for example, thinks that Biden is going to resign and they're going to hold this over him, hold Hunter Biden over him as leverage to get him to resign before he even says he's not running. I don't see that, but I don't know. We cannot know exactly how this is going to go because nobody can predict the future. But I do know this. If this was the son of a Trump, or of Donald Trump, rather, if this was one of his children and they had this, there is a 100% chance there would be a federal criminal prosecution and the federal prosecutors involved would be seeking the maximum. 100% chance. And you know that and I know that. And that is what we are up against. That is the reality of how the other side plays the game. Now, Joe Biden is a weakened president and is obviously not a very bright guy, period. Actually, just for kicks here, remember this one? This is how Joe Biden kicked off, I think he actually kicked off his speech this way. He's got two words for you, America.
Let me start off with two words. Made in America. Made in America.
Made in America. Maybe if he kind of like mutters it or slurs it together, made in America. Well, then isn't it one word, though? So even still, it's wrong. Remember when he just sort of yelled craziness, blather, and we're supposed to say, oh, and they say he has a stutter. I've never heard a stutter that sounds like that. I've heard cognitive decline that sounds something like that. But don't worry. if we go to nuclear war with Russia, Putin versus Biden. That's what we've got there. Yeah. On that chessboard. I think we all understand how that would play out. I want to talk to you about the Blake Masters just butt kicking of Mark Kelly last night in the debate. And we'll get to that in just a second. But I want to tell you about the preborn pregnancy clinics first. This is such an important mission. So many of you are pro-life out there and you hold those principles, but it's more than a principle. It has to be an action as well. Take action now. Don't just say and live as a pro-life person and say you're a pro-life person. Help others bring life into this world. Help pregnant women make the right decision. That's what the preborn pregnancy clinics do. They station these clinics all over the country, but predominantly in places where there's a lot of abortion that takes place, unfortunately. Still, even though Roe v. Wade was overturned, still a lot of abortions happening. New York, California, a lot of blue states. The preborn pregnancy clinics provide ultrasounds for free to women because they know that when there's this ultrasound and the mother sees the baby in her womb, overwhelmingly she's going to choose life. That's all it takes. Let her see what is there. And that divine connection happens. You can help this occur and save lives in the process by making a donation today to a preborn pregnancy clinic. All you have to do from your phone, dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That'll connect you with someone at Preborn and they'll tell you more information. They'll receive your donation. Their website is preborn.com/buck. That's preborn.com/buck or just dial #250, say the keyword baby. Let's help this organization save as many as 40,000 lives. Preborn.com/BUCK. All right, so here's what happened at the in the midterms. This was the real moment. First of all, there is a broader trend here of Democrats who are doing everything they can to pretend that they're not Democrats. Oh, I'm not one of those. Abortion all 9 months of a pregnancy, wide open borders, spend us into oblivion, let the criminals out to, you know, rape, loot, and pillage society, you know, trans surgeries for kids. I'm not one of those Democrats. Well, it's like, actually, you are, because you're a Democrat. You don't get to, right before people are making decisions about who they want in power, you don't get to just pretend you're something other than what you are. But this is what all these Democrats are doing across the board. This is what they are up to. These Democrats are doing everything possible to seem like they're not really Democrats. Not really doing it. My friends, this is preposterous. It's dishonest. It's disingenuous. And Mark Kelly tried this one last night. Blake Masters did not let him get away with it.
I've been focused on the border since day one on this job. I'm down there all the time. I was on the phone this week just, you know, with Mayor Nichols of Yuma, Sheriff Daniels of Cochise County, talking about what more we need for Border Patrol and immigration.
That, my friends, is called evasion.
We're working to raise Border Patrol pay by 18%. I've got legislation to do that. I've been focused on the border since day one.
Okay. To no great effect because we have a wide open southern border. So if that's the best you can do, I respectfully request you resign and let's get someone in the seat who will actually secure our border.
Notice that I watched the whole debate, by the way. If you watch that debate, although to be fair, I did fast forward through any time the libertarian was speaking, I was like, meh, I don't need to hear this. Don't vote libertarian, people. Okay. These are close elections. A vote for libertarian is a vote for the Democrats to win and destroy the country more. Okay, let's be clear about that. You're not impressing anybody with your principle by voting libertarian. Vote for the Republican. And if you're not some lunatic communist who thinks that, you know, 10-year-olds should be having trans surgeries and Biden should spend $5 trillion, we have the highest inflation in 40 years, vote Republican, please. Very important. But notice that Mark Kelly's game here is, oh, I'm very focused on the border. What does that mean? He then goes on to say we need comprehensive immigration reform. Looking at the problem, sending more money to process migrants coming into the country illegally, that's not helping. That's actually just continuing the problem. There's no big upside there. That's not helping anybody. But that's what they have to say. He also says he breaks with his party on this. Oh, I disagree. I'm not one of those lunatic open borders Democrats. Yeah, you are. You vote with Chuck Schumer. You vote with Joe Biden. You vote with Nancy Pelosi. You're a Democrat. People of Arizona, they're figuring this out. And you got an incumbent senator who's got a political newcomer and Blake Masters coming after him. Masters did a really good job. I mean, here's his position. While Mark Kelly is saying, you know, well, I've been looking at the border and thinking about it and, you know, talking about it. Here's what Blake Masters says needs to be done about it.
Well, call me old fashioned, but I think the correct amount of illegal immigration is zero. That's what federal law says. The problem is that Joe Biden and Mark Kelly are willfully ignoring federal law. They've surrendered our southern border. They've given it up to the Mexican drug cartels. We had operational control 2 years ago, and now it's just a complete disaster. They incentivize people to break the law. Illegal aliens, when they come here, they're supposed to be caught and deported back to their home country or back to some other country that wants them.
Yeah, that is actually the law. That is the law. But there's this loophole for remaining for a period of time of claiming asylum. By the way, they could have the regulation such that the initial screening is much more rigorous so that they don't qualify for the initial screening when they claim that they want defensive asylum, which means they've come into the country illegally and are now demanding asylum after entering in violation of U.S. immigration law. This could all be changed. We could turn around this number. 5 million illegal aliens entered America that we're certain of since Joe Biden took office. It's been less than 2 years. Over 800,000 gotaways in the last fiscal year. Or close to 800,000. That's huge. Those are people. We don't know who they are. We don't know what they're doing here. We don't know what their backgrounds are. You know, some of them, yes, I know, it's a small percentage. Some of them are MS-13 gang members. Some of them are drug cartel guys. Some of them are, you know, sexual deviants and people with records of sexual abuse, criminals. I mean, that is happening. Democrats don't care. Democrats don't care. We're a nation of illegal immigrants now, it seems, as far as they are concerned. So I think it's important to note that there's a dishonesty right now from any Democrat in a close race effectively saying, hey, I'm not like those other Democrats. But you are. You are, because you vote with them and you use the power you have to represent your state in the Senate to advance their agenda. You can, you know, have a little whiny talking points nonsense about it all. It doesn't matter. You're going along with them. So Blake Masters, we got to get Blake Masters into the Senate. I really think we're going to end up with a 52-seat majority, and we're going to, you know, have a substantial majority in the House as well. And gridlock is our friend. Gridlock during the Biden administration is the best we can hope for. Just allow continuity of government. We've got this massive government apparatus. It's all going to be fine. We just want gridlock. Leave it there. That's it. It's all we need. It's the only situation that we need for the next 2 years that's realistic, right? I mean, as long as we stop the Biden agenda, there'll be tremendous benefit from that process. That's what we got to do. Oh, speaking about the border, by the way, you know, Governor Abbott has said in response to Adams and Abbott. It's tough to get these right. So you got the mayor of New York, Eric Adams. You got the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott. And Adams, here we go. It helps when I do this. Adams is saying we need it's going to cost us $1 billion, the 19,000 illegal immigrants that have been sent to New York City. $1 billion with a B. Hold on. I thought that they just made us richer. I thought they were all going to start the next Google and we're a nation of illegal immigrants. And why is it going to cost $1 billion? Right. They do the jobs Americans won't do. Right. There's 10 million open jobs. Right. Well, what's going to. Ah, yes. It's illegal for them to do jobs in America. But does that ever stop the libs? No, of course not. But Adams is saying it's going to cost $1 billion. So Abbott's saying, you know what? Great. We're just going to keep sending you illegal migrants. This needs to continue. People need to see. There are costs to illegal immigration. Everybody knows it. Democrats lie about it. Lie about it all the time. They are just fundamentally dishonest on this issue. They don't want people to figure out. They don't want people to know. Oh gosh. And then there was the Tucker Kanye interview. two fascinating individuals, Tucker Carlson, Kanye West. This was on Tucker's show last night. I thought this was interesting. Here, Tucker asked Kanye, why do you like Trump? Here's
why did you like him, by the way? You said you liked him early, like you saw him.
I keep telling this joke. If people say Trump was the first black president, I'm going to be the first Latino president, because all the values, the conservative values just line up. Come on, man. Trump's the what do you mean? He has his own buildings. What are you talking about? He's like like Ralph Lauren. He made Ivanka.
You know, game respects game, folks. Kanye is he's a brand. Kanye's an institution in culture, and now in culture and politics and business, Trump is as well. And so two guys, you see each other and say, there's a guy who's getting it done. But Kanye was asked specifically about why he wore, alongside Candace Owens, a White Lives Matter sweatshirt. Here is how he responded to that.
They're looking for an explanation, and people say, well, as an artist, you don't have to give an explanation, but as a leader, you do.
Yes, I think that's right.
So the answer to why I wrote White Lives Matter on a shirt is because they do. It's the obvious thing.
Why do you think that's so, and I assume the implication is, of course, all lives matter because they're lives, because God created them.
Yeah.
Why do you think that that would be considered controversial?
Because the same people that have stripped us of our identity and labeled us as a color have told us what it means to be black and the vernacular that we're supposed to have.
The malcontents in our society who are obsessed with control and obsessed with power need us divided. And in this country, they want us divided by race, dividing us by class in the classical Marxist model works somewhat, but we are a very wealthy country, and even people who aren't high income lead comfortable and safe lives for the most part in America, comparably to historical norms. But dividing us by race is a means of controlling, and the moment that they lose that, people start to say, well, hold on a second. We're all in this together. We're all Americans. Why do we have to have riots about BLM when really what we should be focused on is how do we make every neighborhood, every school system, every community as prosperous and safe as possible? What would that require? How do we do that instead of just tearing down something certainly worth our discussion, friends? Go check out the Clay and Buck show. By the way, we had Jesse Kelly on, which was a lot of fun. We talked about Tequila Gate quite a bit there, and I wish you all a very restful weekend. I'll talk to you Monday. Shields high.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has supported our nation's heroes and their families ever since. Heroes like Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Mayo. He served our nation for over 7 years before he was severely injured during training. He was left paralyzed from the chest down, severely limiting his ability to move around his home independently. Tunnel to Towers paid Sergeant Mayo's mortgage, removing a financial burden for him and his family. The foundation gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his specific needs. Tunnel to Towers helps severely injured service members and first responders, as well as Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders. It has already come to the aid of so many heroes and their families by providing mortgage-free homes. The foundation is also committed to eradicating veteran homelessness. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T2T.org.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today. Listen to Rappaport's Reality starting May 8th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.